Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
All along the watchtower, princess kept us you.
We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. We got lots of stuff that will help you with your small business. You can read, you can listen, you can ask questions. Check out my blog. Subscribe to my newsletter. We'll send you that every Sunday afternoon by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. And also, we have a poll question. We ask a different question every week on the homepage, and we'd like to know what you think. And if you'll click on that that poll question and answer the question, this week's pretty easy to answer, very easy actually. And if you'll do that, you'll see how the poll's going so far immediately after you select your option. So do that right there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Josh Costell has a body of work there. He has a suite of important information that he's deposited with us over the years on the show, also articles he's written. And, of course, his book, The Science of Sales Success, is there. Josh, you were talking to us about how to develop a sales strategy, how to make sure I was talking about niches, you and I were talking about the fact that we need to find our ideal customer. And, we made the joke about, you know, anybody can get 98% of the people to say no. a small business owner, many small businesses need less than 1% of the population in the area or of the businesses, if they do B2B, to be successful. I let me tell you something. I had a consulting business, and I didn't want more than 7 or 8 clients. But what I did was, when I found those 7 or 8 that liked what I did, we worked well together, I spent more time taking care of them than I did looking for new people. And I think that contributed to my success. What do you think?
Absolutely. And when you're, what we were talking about, we were starting to look at, is how to figure out who should be in the niche, right? I mean, it's easy to say niche marketing. And one of the things that I found easy or helpful to do is, I look at what are the products and services that I provide to my customers, and I look at which of those provide the most unique value, and it could be from a company level with your customer service or your return policy. It could be with your combination of products and services that you offer. And so I always look at what customers will place the most measurable value on the unique strengths that I'm offering. And so, for example, if I have something that helps ensure on-time delivery, then I need to go after customers that put a premium on on-time delivery. So it's just really important that there's no sense commoditizing yourself, where what you're selling, the culture of the people that you're trying to sell to, that immediately the only way that they look at value is by low price or initial price.
Those are easy. If you're a small business owner, I don't care what you sell. Those are the easy ones to disregard, to get rid of. Unless you think that there's some chance that you can explain to them the value of doing business with you. Now, maybe not all the time, Josh. Maybe just some of the time. But that's one of the things you need to do, in my opinion, we used to call this qualifying people. And I don't know how the young salespeople do it today, Josh, but you and I grew up qualifying customers, qualifying prospects, I should say, and qualifying them in or qualifying them out, right?
Yeah, and right. And when it comes to qualifying, one of the best ways that I've found is to, number one, ask my really good customers, sit down with them, not when they're buying something from you, but when they're not, and just say, what are the reasons why you buy from me? and let them go through it. Make sure you understand it. And then there's no better time than at that time to say, do you know anyone else in associations you may belong to, in community, that you can recommend our services?
I'm going to say something else, John. I'm going to raise that bar a little bit right there. I know you were using that as an example, but I'm going to throw a little extra tough love on this one. If your customers aren't telling you why they do business with you, you're not doing enough for them. If they're not saying to you, thank boy, you guys helped us, you saved us, I love the way you guys do business, you know, blah, blah, blah. If you're not hearing that from customers, you haven't worked hard enough to make that customer happy. And that's what it takes, in my opinion, Josh, to then be able to say, well, thank you for that. Do you know anybody else who you think would benefit from what you just said?
Right. And then what I like to do, Jim, when they tell me that, I like to take it one step further, which is, would you mind calling them for me?
Absolutely.
Because now you really know, not them giving you a name, but asking them if they could
ask
call
for a referral.
Client.
Right.
Right.
But you got to have the right. You have to have established the right to ask that question.
Right.
And the
right.
best
That's
way to do
point.
It is if they've come forth with it on their own.
Yeah, you know, whenever you want to think about what unique value or value that you bring to a customer, think about what would they be missing if they weren't doing business with
right.
you.
Right.
That usually can give you a good indication of what you offer them.
Absolutely. Give us the website again, Josh.
It's www.measuremax.com.
Measuremax.com. Can they find the books there, The Science of Sales Success?
Yes.
Find it there, also wherever books are sold. Josh Costell is our guest. We'll come back. We're going to talk some more about this, how to make sure that you're getting your ideal customer and not wasting your time with people who are never going to be a customer. Tintel, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.